The Dáil's Public Accounts Committee has moved towards the next step in their so far unsuccessful attempts to question Frank Flannery and re-question Angela Kearns about the use of public money given to rehab. On the line, the committee chairperson, John McGuinness. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're writing to them, you're asking to them again to come, and you want replies within 2 weeks. And if not, if they you don't hear back and don't get agreement to come, what then?
Well, what we decided to do last night at our meeting was to write again to both Angela Kearns and to Frank Flannery, and also to each of the agencies that fund rehab and the rehab board, to explain to them the questions that still remain unanswered, to seek from them whatever information that they might have, and then after 2 weeks, or we've given them 2 weeks, after that we will move immediately to an application for compatibility.
Now, this is a power which you think you have, but it's so far under new legislation governing attendance and the powers of Dáil committees, the Oireachtas committees, it's not been tested yet. So are you sure you can compel?
Well, I'm under the new legislation on inquiries. There is the possibility of obtaining compatibility from the Committee of Procedure and Privileges in the Dáil. So the process is that you state your case, you legally check your case, and then you submit it to the CPP for consideration. The CPP have just completed their set of regulations under the legislation. It's not compulsory, but they decided that they would put in place regulations to govern such hearings as the one that we propose. They're now in place, or yet they've just been completed by the legal team, I understand, and the CPP will adjudicate on those regulations shortly. Once that happens, then the CPP is available to take applications for compatibility. We already have an application before them, and that will be considered, and then this application will be lodged within a matter of weeks if we do not get the cooperation that we require from all of the agencies and from the two individuals concerned.
How far can this go legally if a citizen says, I'm not prepared to come before you, I don't work in this organisation anymore, you can talk to the directors about what went on. If a citizen says no, can this go to the courts? Are there legal penalties?
Oh, there are indeed. The compatibility is a very serious move to take. It is one that, you know, has not been tested, you're correct in that, but the legislation is there. The CPP will seek outside advice in relation to this. And once you're in compatibility mode, those that you summon as witnesses to attend are obliged to attend because of the fact that you have made a case stating that they have certain connections to the organisation or to the issue, or they have information that would be of benefit to the investigation. And because of the hearing that we've had to date, we, the members of the committee, believe that it is now essential that all of these organisations, their documentation and their personnel would be summoned to the hearing under compatibility if they do not provide the information in a voluntary fashion within the next 2 weeks.
And why do you need to hear it directly from them? Why is it not enough to question people who are still the directors of rehab now about what's going on and to give you whatever information or documents you want?
Well, the two individuals that you're speaking about are no longer employed by rehab, but yet they had particular arrangements between either one and the consultancies, for example, that the board had no knowledge of. In fact, we asked the board a number of questions in relation to different issues, and they were not aware of the detail of those issues or the detail of the arrangements. So therefore, in order to conclude in an accurate way our investigation, it is necessary to hear from the people who were directly involved in that.
Is there anybody
It also means that we can send for documents and papers and so on that otherwise would not be available to us if we were not in compatibility mode and acting under that piece of legislation. That is the inquiry legislation. So it is a powerful position to be in terms of obtaining the information that you require. But once you're dealing with the topic and you're dealing within your remit, well then that is within the law and those that you ask are obliged to attend.
All right, well, those letters to Angela Kearns and Frank Flannery will be posted when or sent when?
They will be issued in the next few days and it will be explained to them exactly what the position is, including the agencies. It's not just about Frank Flannery and Angela Kearns. And then they'll be given 2 weeks from the date of the letter.
All right. John McGuinness, thank you very much for talking to us.